Ksuvas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvas Bavli, Daf Pei Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the foot of the page, Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam, Shenofel Nechosim, Moedim Beshamay Beshilil, Shem Mecheres Benoisenes Kayim. If a Shemeres Yavam, which is a lady awaiting Yivim or Chalitza, inherited property, Beshamay Beshilil agree that she may sell or give it as a gift. Mesa, Maya Aser Bukzibasa, the Gemara asks, if she dies, who inherits her ksuba and the property that enters and leaves with her? Beishamai answers that the heirs of the deceased husband divide with the father's heirs. Beisilul aimim nechosim becheskosam uksuba becheskos yoshei habal nechosim hanechnasim vayotzim ima becheskos yoshei haav. Beisilul answers that the property keeps his chazaka, so that the Mesa's heirs keep her ksuba, and her father's heirs keep the property that enters and leaves with her. The Gemara says, "Hacha ad ama meicheres v'nesens v'kayim, v'hacha ad ama yachleiku yoshea bal im yoshea av." The Gemara asks that here, the Yerusha, you say that all agree that she sells or gives, and it's fulfilled, which means that surely it's in her rishus. And here, the Sefer, you say that Beis Shammai say that the husband's heirs divide with her father's heirs, meaning that it's a suffix. Amr of Yosi ben Chanina, hein dat ama meicheres v'nesens v'kayim, b'shenoflu la ad sh'loi nasis shemeres yavam, v'hein dat ama yachlugu yoshea abal im yoshea av, b'shenoflu la mishenasis shemeres yavam. Rav Yosi ben Chanina answered that you say that she sells or gives, and is fulfilled when the property fell to her before her husband died, and she became a shemeres yavam. You say that the husband's heirs divide with the father's heirs when the property fell to her after she became a shemeres yavam. I should say, Naflu Adjulai Nasis Shemeth Yavam, Vasa Peiris, Mishinasis Shemeth Yavam, Kamashi Naflu La Mishinasis Shemeth Yavam. If poverty fell to her before she became a Shemeth Yavam, and it made Peiris after she became a Shemeth Yavam, it is as if it fell to her after she became a Shemeth Yavam. Amma Rabbi Zira Ahain Yavam Dahacha Sach Lebeth Shammai Kabal, who are in a Kabal. Rav Zera said that the Yavam in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai, are unsure whether he's considered like a husband or he's not like a husband. Im hu kabal yorish esakol, im ein kabal lo yorish klum, misafek yachku yosha abal im yosha av. If he's like a husband, he inherits everything. If he's not like a husband, he does not inherit anything. And amidst the safek, the husband's heirs divide with the father's heirs. The Beis Hillel pshitalon shehu kabal v'yorish esakol, sheken afilu, should say achiv, ein loy al. Beis Hillel hold that surely he's like a husband and he inherits everything, because even if his brother, I mean her husband who died, only had rights to eat the peiros. Tani Rehusha Yosha Hayoshim Ksivasa Chayavim Kruasa. Rehusha said in a Vaisa that her heirs who inherit her ksuba are obligated to bury her. Amav Yosi Elav de Taninasa Rehusha Havas Srichalon Ma'achashe Ein La Ksuba Ein La Kruah. Rav Yosi said, how do we sure? Rav Hoshea not taught this, we wouldn't know who buries her, because since she doesn't have a ksuba, she has no obligation on the Yavam for burial. Makasha, Elo Isha She'ein La Ksuba, Shema Ein La Kfura. The question is, a woman who has no ksuba, perhaps she has no burial. No one is obligated to bury her. Isha Afav Yisha Ein La Ksubasa Yesh La Kfura Bamhacha, Vim Yesh La Ksuba Yesh La Kfura, Vim Ein La Ksuba Ein La Kfura. The answer is no. A woman, even if she has no ksuba, she still has burial. But here, if she has a ksuba, she has burial. If she does not have a ksuba, she does not have burial.